From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Michaela Singleton reports for News 10 in Albany that Columbia County may start fining businesses where people are not wearing masks in public. Public Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "We haven't done any fines, and I would certainly love to see that not happen," end quote. There were 13 new COVID-19 cases announced October 27th in Columbia County, with the 40th overall death there. Five more cases was announced October 27th in Greene County for a total of 60. And all of the other surrounding counties are also announcing increasing case numbers and more deaths. The outbreak at the Greene County Correctional Facility in Coxsackie in Greene County led to an outbreak at the Ghent Assisted Living Facility in Columbia County. So far, 45 out of 73 people living at the Ghent Assisted Living Facility have tested positive. 17 are in the hospital and 3 have died. More than a dozen staff are sick at the Brookwood Secure Center for Juvenile Offenders in Claverick. And there have also been cases in the Ichabod Crane, Hudson, Catskill, and Greenville schools. A high school student in the Taconic Hill Central School District tested positive for COVID-19, the school announced on October 27th. So Mabb says handing out fines for those not wearing masks may now be necessary. He says, and I quote, "The overall community spread is very low, but at the same time, we're all experiencing pandemic fatigue, and it's come to our attention where some are not following these protocols," end quote. The health department is getting multiple reports of maskless people at local convenience stores, gas stations, and event venues. Mabb says, and I quote, "I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want my department to be. People looking at us like we are the mask police. But again, I think that we have to keep doing this. We have to keep the mask going. We have to think about what we're doing when it comes to the gatherings," end quote. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the two candidates competing to fill a vacant seat on the Copeg Town Board. The names of Republican Andrew Fisher and Democrat Jeffrey Judd will appear on the ballot. Paulette Bonanno, the Working Families candidate, said she has dropped out of the race. Fisher, 68, has lived in Columbia County for 9 years, more than 5 years as a full-time resident. He is retired from his position as Director of Administrative Operations at Women in Need, Incorporated. Fisher is a political newcomer. He attended Brooklyn College, where he earned a degree in political science. Fisher said, and I quote, "The issue that is currently consuming our community is, of course, the potential installation of a large-scale solar array on 900 acres of agricultural land. We must make certain that, if it is indeed built as currently outlined, that our town can garner from the developer, Hegate, a deal which will be of maximum benefit to the town," end quote. If elected to his first term in office, Fisher wants to secure increased access to high-speed broadband. Fisher has served on the Town Revitalization Committee, the Broadband Committee, Connect Columbia County, and the Executive and Finance Committees of the Copeg Grange Number 935. Judd, 62, has lived in Columbia County for 14 years. He is an attorney. He received his undergraduate degree in theater from SUNY Albany and a law degree from the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law. He serves on the Copeg Zoning Board of Appeals and is currently the ZBA vice chairman. Judd said, and I quote, "I believe the main issue facing Copeg is encouraging responsible growth and development while maintaining our farm communities and respecting our agricultural roots. There is currently a proposal to convert 900 acres of scenic pasture and cornfields into a 600 megawatt solar generation facility. While I am a strong advocate for appropriately sited and scaled wind, solar, and renewable energy facilities and revenues generating, I cannot support the Hegate Energy proposal," end quote. Judd believes his experience and legal training would be a benefit to the town board. He has served on the boards of several corporations and organizations, including the Taconic Stage Company. His experience on the ZBA would also prove beneficial, he said. If elected, Judd would continue the collaborative work of the board, maintain rural charm and environmentalism, avoid tax increases, and continue to grow the town's economy. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Most New Yorkers disapprove of President Donald Trump's pandemic response, according to a New Spectrum News Ipsos poll. The president also received low marks following recent reporting by the New York Times about his taxes. 47% have a less favorable view of him as a result. On the successful confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, 39% say they have a less favorable view. 27% say they hold a more favorable view. But the pandemic is seen by many New Yorkers as the key issue they face this year. The Spectrum Ipsos poll found 47% of the state residents have an unfavorable view of the president as a result of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, 25% more favorable, and 18% say it has no impact. And Governor Andrew Cuomo has knocked the president's handling of the virus. State GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy said of the response, and I quote, "In our darkest hours, the president answered New York's call for assistance, whether it was bringing the USS Comfort into our harbor, building countless hospital beds at the Javits Center that the Army Corps of Engineers created, ventilators, PPE," end quote. Read the full story at SpectrumLocalNews.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Albany County is reconvening its opioid task force in light of an increase of overdose deaths. The county confirmed 72 overdose deaths among residents during the first 9 months of 2020, a 44% increase over the same period last year, and 10 more fatal overdoses than happened in all of last year. County officials said the number of overdoses already recorded this year are higher than those recorded in any of the last 5 years. County Executive Dan McCoy said that because of delays in toxicology screens, that number is likely even higher. McCoy said the County Opioid Task Force will work to educate the public, help reduce stigma associated with addiction, improve access to treatment, and prevent the flow of drugs into the community. Experts have said the social isolation, disruption, street stress, and uncertainty caused by the pandemic is undoubtedly a motivating factor behind rising overdoses. The county, along with Catholic Charities and Project Safe Point, provide a free opioid overdose prevention training each week. Plus, the Capital Region Open Access Engagement Program is available 24/7 at 1-866-930-4999 to connect people with available drug and alcohol addiction support and recovery services. McCoy said anyone struggling with mental health issues can also call the county's mental health hotline at 518-269-6634. It operates 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. He also urged people to reach out to a friend or family member who may be struggling with addiction right now. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.